Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Host Mark VandenBosch with you. We got a little bit of turbulent start, but hey, it's all good. We're fine. We're going to be flying at 30.
The pilot says we're good now.
The pilot says we're good.
Just keep his hands off the controls. He'll be fine.
You know, Brent, it's a good thing I'm not driving, right? Or flying in this case. But yeah, we have another edition of the At Home Show here, and I would just a thanks to all of our listeners for joining us each and every week where we talk about anything in relation to the building industry. In the last several weeks, we've been talking about interior type of products. Really, in essence, interior living, you know, living inside. And today we move our thoughts and ideas and comments to floor coverings. And last year we had Gary from Carpet Bonanza on with us, and he's been good to join us again. Thanks, Gary, for joining the show today.
Good. Thanks for having me.
So let me give you a little bit of a roadmap to where we're going. We're going to talk about trends in floor covering, you know, what's happening in that end of the building industry. We're going to look briefly maybe at the new construction segment, but most of our time really is going to be spent on floor covering as it relates to the remodel, to the retrofit. And we're going to kind of take our journey from through different areas of the home. So we'll look at floor covering as it relates to the basement, floor covering as it relates to the kitchen and bath, floor covering as it relates to master bedrooms. And we'll take our way through a house and give you kind of what the relevant products that are being put in those different applications. So feel free to give us a shout, 395-1450. That's 395-1450 if you have any questions or comments in relation to today's topic. So, Gary, let's jump into it. Really, again, excited to have you from Carpet Bonanza. There's a lot of new things that are happening.
Glad to be here.
In the floor covering arena.
Man, and in the biggest area of the house is probably where you put the carpet. And the carpets now have gone soft, really soft. And so they show a little bit more of your footprints. And I know some of the ladies are like, oh, I can't see footprints, but you're going to have to see footprints if you get new carpet nowadays, because it pretty much all is so soft. But once you walk on it and you feel that softness, it swings you over to that. You can get solid colors, which will maybe show a little bit more of that, not tracking, but your footsteps, and the vacuum up real nice. The other is to get it with some flecks of different colors in it. You can get just browns on browns. The other is that they take two different color yarns and barber pull them together, so you get almost a tweed look going around. And so it's not all that fleck, but it gives you a real rich look as you go.
You know, Gary, as you talk about carpet, you know, I'm just more maybe curious than anything else, but from 10, 15 years ago, and again, we want to maybe touch base just briefly on new construction, but what percentage of the house was actually putting carpet in, and then fast forward to today's new home? Well, what are you seeing out there? Is there a trend?
Well, it was carpet still is probably the least expensive product to put in a home. And so when they were building houses, whether they were spec houses or new houses, you would cover as much of it with a carpet because that was the least expense of all the products. So if then you wanted to upgrade, you could do a wood floor, you know, and then they got into the laminate floors, which people could do themselves or the business could do it. And so it swung around. Now, if you're doing a wood floor, it's in a new construction, you can do it through the whole house. in the living room, in the dining room, in the kitchen. The finishes are so tough that they'll take that traffic in all those areas. So the price has gone up, but it's not something that you're going to do in a beginner level house. You're still going to do quite a bit of carpet. And then you can, the newer houses will put a lot of wood because that's what's being spec'd, and you know what your expense is going to be with something like that. But the wood floors have come full with the finishes, the aluminum oxide, the titanium finishes. You know, you can do the 3/4 inch, you can do the engineered, it goes between. And most of them, the builders from 10, 15 years ago put in the carpet, and now we're tearing out carpet and maybe putting wood through the kitchen, dining room, and even into the living rooms, you know, and then put big area rugs around and taking that place up.
So from a floor covering perspective, the entire industry, when you look at a new home, and again, for the next minute before we move into the break, we're going to talk new construction, yeah. And then we'll move into retro for the rest of the show. Do you see what are the top three things that are floor covering that people are putting in the home? I mean, I'm hearing you say wood is really kind of a big portion of that.
Wood is very popular. Ceramic tile in the bathrooms is still the printing that they can do on the ceramic tile is very good looking and really gives you a lot of depth instead of your plain beige or your plain white. It has a lot of character to it.
And you'd say carpet still is a component of it.
Oh, yes.
As well.
Yep. It has that softness. It's nice to get out of bed and step on some nice warm carpet.
For those of you who are just joining us on the At Home Show, we're talking floor covering with Gary Wabick from Carpet Bonanza. We're going to talk after the break about floor covering in perspective of what area of the home it's going to go. And we'll talk about
all the info is free. Holland's homepage for news, weather, entertainment, and information is WHTC.com.
And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, along with Gary Wabick from Carpet Bonanza. And we're talking floor covering today on the show. Now we're going to move into different areas of the house. And, you know, it's always interesting when you're talking with clients about any type of building product, really it's good to understand what their specific situation is, mm-hmm. right? You want to know what type of environment the house is being built in. You want to know where the product is going to be installed. And I think that's a really relevant place to move on today's show, Gary. And let's start by looking at the basement, right? A lot of people are finishing their basement. Maybe they're remodeling their basement. And floor covering, really, I think, is a sensitive thing to think about in terms of a remodel for a basement.
Yep. People, it used to be that you'd throw a Berber carpet down in the basement. That's what went down in the basement, so that's what everybody put in the basement. But now everybody's trying to bring the main floor downstairs and make it really look nice, not just a room for the kids to have all their toys all over. You know, so you got, they put in a kitchenette, and you got to have some flooring around there. And we have, you know, it isn't really an environment for a wood floor. Now we have the vinyl planks that have the wood grain look to them. They snap and lock together, or you can glue them right down. And with the digital photography now being incorporated into the flooring, they look, if you didn't tell people that there weren't real wood down there, they'd think it was real wood. The vinyl floors have the depth. They've got texture to them. They use like the 3D. They use shadowing on the grout lines to give you that depth, and it really doesn't have a lot of texture, but it has that texture and will wipe right up. It's got Scotchgard in it. It's got Teflon in the finish, so nothing really sticks to them anymore. And very nice for the lower level for cleanup. And the same thing if you redo a kitchen. The new vinyls are very tough in the kitchens and just easy to take care of and clean. And then the next step is the luxury vinyl tiles. And the luxury vinyl tiles are mimicking a ceramic tile, very hard finish. And you got a bevel around the edge. You can either butt them right up to each other or put a little grout line. And if you have it down, it looks like ceramic tile. It just has a lot of beauty to it. And then bring in the carpet into the living area where you got your large screen TV and your entertainment center. You bring that softness. The kids can play on the floor. You can sit, you know, adults can sit on the floor, and it's very comfortable and very warm and inviting to be down there.
We're talking about floor coverings for a basement application, and I want to go back to the first option that you talked about. That's the vinyl planks. Now, In essence, for our listeners, is that the way you would describe that? Is that's more of a wood look, but in a vinyl composition?
Yep. I was with Jim Cook, one of the builders in town, and we were up in Muskegon at a house this morning, and he's doing remodeling upstairs and downstairs, and they wanted to bring, they had the 2.25-inch oak strips upstairs, and we're going to extend that, and then they wanted to bring that same look downstairs, but being right on the lake, it's not something that really you should do and have that much moisture on a cement floor. And so you can go with an engineered wood floor, which will give it a little more stability. And then you have these options of the vinyl plank, and I talked to them, and then they ended up driving down yet this morning. And they found two possibilities in that, and it just would be a perfect option for them to put that down. You don't have any height issues. It's just a thin vinyl, and ease of maintenance is the other thing. They come right in off their deck going out to the beach. So track and sand in, it's something that can just be wiped right up. You don't have to worry about the finish of sand and dirt being tracked in or water heading to that effect.
Right. So with that vinyl plank, does it come in different, like, does it come in oak type look? Does it come in maple? I mean, are the options really endless for consumers?
Yep. Teak, cherries, hickory is huge. Hickory is a great wood right now for people that want to redo, and I'll jump back upstairs to a kitchen where you have oak cabinets in. The hickory has the similar graining to an oak, but wider. The oaks are stained in the reds or the oranges or the natural, and that hickory has different colorings in it that it just complements the oak very nice, whether it's stained or whether it's natural. So it's a really nice wood to work with, and you can just flow right from there and bring that into the house.
Now, this vinyl plank, just giving our listeners a picture of it, does it come in a specified size? I mean, is it really always 3 inches by 4 foot long?
No, we have 3 foot, I mean, three inch wide by 4 foot strips. They come 4 inch, they come 6 inch. I think there's even a 7 or 8 inch, you know, a real wide one right now. And wood widths have gone wider, so it works perfectly in the looks that we're seeing.
So for vinyl planks, really the options for the consumer are endless. I mean, you have different species, different colors, as well as different sizes.
Again, with the digital photography, throwing it onto a piece of vinyl, it just flows out. When they cut it, you get different grains in each different wood, and just a lot of beauty.
It's a pretty hot product. I like it.
Oh, yes.
It's cool looking.
And something that people can do themselves. I say simple. It is very easy. You cut it with a knife, a utility knife, and you snap and score it, and it lays down. You don't have to run up to the garage, get the chop saw, cut a piece, run back down. measure twice, cut once, measure measure twice, cut twice, whatever. You know, it's easy to work with. You can do it right downstairs.
Absolutely. Vinyl tile versus ceramic tile.
The debate on defunding Obamacare continues. Can Republicans unite?
Join us overnights on Holland's Hometown Station,
1450 WHTC.
Good afternoon. It is 1251. I'm Brent Allen, and to take a look at Holland's Hometown Forecast from WHTC.com. Well, pretty quiet out there right now, but there are some thunderstorms in the forecast this afternoon with a high around 73. Showers should be ending early tonight, hopefully before all the high school football games get underway. Low 57. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 63. And Sunday, for the first official day of fall, it'll be partly sunny and high again right around 63. Right now, it is 70 in Drenthe, 71 in downtown Holland. Get the latest forecast and weather conditions anytime. Just log on to Holland's homepage.
Morning at 9 a.m. right here on Holland's Hometown Station, 1450 WHTC.
Welcome back to the final segment of the At Home Show today. And we're talking floor covering with Gary, for those of you who are just joining us. Before the break, we talked a lot about vinyl planks and how it's a great option for those of you who are renovating your basement. Maybe you're finishing the basement. Let's move upstairs to the kitchen, Gary. And before the break, I mentioned, hey, what's the difference between vinyl tile and ceramic tile? I will tell you that we did a remodel at our home maybe 7 years ago, and we put ceramic tile down, and right now we're going through this whole period of, okay, you know, the grout, we want to maybe change the color of the grout. There are a couple tiles that are actually cracked, and so I guess my overall question would be, you know, what are the benefits of going or continuing to use a ceramic tile versus what's relatively new, at least in my mind, maybe it's not new, but the vinyl tile product?
The vinyl tile has really, I think, is going to sink into the ceramic tile business itself, because ceramic tile absorbs the cold or absorbs the heat. So if in the winter it's nice because you maybe got air blown from underneath your vanity, and so it's going to be warm to stand there. And then, like in the kitchen, you got the same thing by the sink. But in the summer, you got the air conditioning running, and then it really gets cold in the bathrooms or in the kitchen. So the vinyl plank will not get near as cold, but still it will absorb the warmth that's out in the room, you know, like in a bathroom that's circulating around. It will, and so it's going to be a lot warmer, and it's going to be a lot softer to stand on. Ceramic tile can be hard to stand on just because you're standing on a piece of stone, basically. So this has some not really softness to it, but it is a lot more comfortable. You can put this right over top of the existing floor, skimming the vinyl that's down there and putting it down, or you just tear up the old floor and put down another underlayment. You got to have a good underlayment, the same as with cement board, but you don't need a half inch. It's just a quarter inch board that you put down. So you got a lot less height that you're putting in. When you put ceramic tile in a remodel, your kitchen cabinets probably weren't kept up a half inch like they do now for different woods, for 3/4 inch wood or ceramic tile. And so when you put it in, you lose a lot of your toe kick. You have to watch your refrigerator heights. If you run it into the dining room, you got sliders, you got a back door heights that are... You can throw it in, and then all of a sudden, well, I can't get an area rug or a rug walk-off mat by my back door anymore because of that tile. So then you either have to get a new door and raise it up, or you have the rug sitting inside a little bit more. So the new vinyl tile works as a remodeling project very nice. And the colors and the textures and the stone looks that they have in them now are gorgeous. Acrylic grout, you don't have a cement-based grout, so you drop something on it, you spill some wine on the grout, you know, your light-colored grout, you're not going to have a red stain on it. It's easy to wipe up and clean up. It's hard. It's impervious, basically, to staining. So that's another great benefit of the vinyl tiles.
Now, in terms of kitchen renovation and remodeling, are you seeing a trend toward more of the tile, whether it's ceramic or vinyl, or are you seeing more of a trend to hardwood floor?
Still a big trend to hardwood floor. Warmer and something you can coordinate with the rest of the house, you know, pulling it through the kitchen and into the dining room, where most people don't want a ceramic tile look in a dining room. It's hard to move chairs around, that type of thing. So the wood has a natural flow going right into the dining room.
Right, so let me throw a scenario out there that maybe our listeners have. They want to put hardwood floor in their kitchen. Now, the challenge is matching it up with the other rooms that are adjacent to the kitchen.
Yep.
And those rooms may have hardwood floor in it already.
Yep.
How do you tackle that in terms of matching it? Is it essential to match it exactly? Do you say, hey, don't worry about that? How does that work?
You try and switch them over to tile.
Right. You know, it's probably not the...
or you go a different direction. You do it on a diagonal. You do it perpendicular to it. You know, you some type of bordering to it. You know, it's hard to do wood up against wood. To put two different woods together is... You better have a designer, or you stumble on two different looks. You know, like I said before, the hickory is a wood that coordinates with the oak very nice. So if the people have the 2 1/4, the old 2 2 1/4 inch strips through the dining room and kitchen, or the dining room and living room, and they like that, but then they had vinyl in the kitchen, you know, change it maybe to that hickory where you got a little bit of different graining, but you know, get it to coordinate, you know, and still have a little bit, but throw that grain off a little bit so you're not trying to match it.
Right. You may even be able to sand down the adjacent room and then finish it to the same.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do that too.
Well, thanks for being on the show today, Gary. A lot of stuff to talk about. You know, it's
a
matter of looking at your personal situation and seeing what the best fit for that is. With floor coverings, there's a lot of technology that can answer the bell.
And in the store at Carpet Bonanza, we have a lot of these products on the floor that you can see them. And stop in. It's free to walk around, and we'll let you browse and answer your questions.
Yeah, thanks again, Gary. Have a great weekend, everybody.